Hello, boom people. It's February day 4, and the topic is deeply uninspiring, but I'll give it a crack. It's about, has health and safety gone mad? And I think what are the things that you used to do when you were a child, but you can't do now? Or rather, I guess that really means what can't children do now that children could do in my day? Okay, all right, where do we go with this? Okay, so I guess, don't know. I guess being at a boarding school, you can get away with more than you could if you're at home, maybe. The most obvious thing, unrelated to boarding school, really, is the issue of conkers. I have fond memories of long, smoky, autumnal evenings of finding conkers and my dad skewering them with a skewer and threading a lace through them, and me and my dad having games of conkers and taking the conkers to school and playing conkers in the playground. I have brilliant memories of bruising people's knuckles and having my knuckles bruised in return, and the lovely whack of the conker, which sounds similar to a kind of cricket ball on a willow. So I have fond memories of conkers, and I think for some reason that's been outlawed. And at boarding school, we used to, my school was a nice kind of green location, and we had lots of apple trees, and they would have apples, obviously, and they would drop on the ground, and we used to use them as throw them at people, basically. I used to eat them as well, but the kind of deadfalls we used to throw at people, which is great fun. I remember one memorable chapel in the morning, my headmaster said, I would say one thing, do stop using apples as guided missiles, it's dangerous. So, yeah, I think they stopped people throwing apples as much as they could do that. I think as well, I heard on the news last year, sometime or whatever, that kids were asked not to throw snowballs, which is really bizarre, because that is what snow is for. God gave us snow so we can hurl snowballs at each other. If you ask any member of a baseball team or cricket team, you know, I bet they honed their throwing skills from throwing snowballs as a child. So snowballs is a good one. There's sleighing and sledging. I remember at school doing lots of sledging. It was much fun was had. And I think nowadays people are a bit, be careful about that kind of thing. So conkers, snowballs, apples. You know, the obvious things you can rant on about are the thing of people phoning you and saying, have you had an injury in the last 6 months? Would you like to claim compensation? Then call us now and we'll, whatever we will do. So I guess the compensation culture that our American brethren have kind of blown across the Atlantic towards us, we've kind of got hold of that now, the old compensation thing, which is a bit of a shame. Everyone wants to blame everyone else. Everyone. I remember talking to a friend and he's saying that someone was complained that judo was too rough. I'm like, right, okay, where do you go with that? I mean, yeah. Although it's interesting because rugby, they're talking more and more now about concussion and taking care of that more. So in some respects, health and safety is a good idea, because certainly in some sports, we need to be careful about head injuries. And certainly in rugby, you get some really big hits and, head injuries and spinal injuries are really, really dangerous. So I think people are more aware of that nowadays. And in boxing and in other contact sports like judo, I think that's really important. Because concussion, although it seems like a trivial thing, it can really cause some long-term damage. So I think in some respects, health and safety is or at least medicalisation and taking the medical aspect of sport is a really good idea. And I noticed that the more physical the sport, the more kind of serious the sport, or more difficult the sport, the less health and safety conscious you are. Certainly rowing, you row in all sorts of weathers and temperatures, and unless it's really choppy, you still go out. And, you know, it's potentially really dangerous because you don't wear any buoyancy aids, of course, and you're in the very cold, choppy water. And sports that are more kind of easygoing, as in less difficult physically, they're more health and safety conscious. So there seems to be an inverse kind of thing going on whereby the more outdoorsy, hardcore the sport, the more casual the approach, and the less physical and the more kind of mundane the sport, the more uptight they are, which is quite interesting. So there we go. That's my Penneth for February day 4. I hope somebody out there has found it at least a tiny bit interesting. If you haven't, then I apologise. I will endeavour to do my best to improve it. As in my performance next time. All right, cheers, thank you, enjoy, goodbye.
3:48. Pause recording, button. 3:45. Time remaining, 3:43. Pause recording.